Man Yi Lee, the director of communications for the Greater Chicago Food Depository, is here in the studio with John Manchester of Windy City Suites. We'll talk about what that connection is in a moment. I think, Man Yi, most people have heard of the Chicago Food Depository, but what is it?
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that. Yes, so the Greater Chicago Food Depository, we are essentially Chicago's food bank. And what we do is we provide and deliver food to a network of more than 850 partner food pantries, soup kitchens, meal programs across Chicago and Cook County at free of charge so that they can then get out the food to neighbors in need.
Yeah, and one could argue. So when I first was approached about doing this conversation, I said, yeah, sure. I mean, this is very, very important. It turns out a couple of weeks go by, it might even today be more important. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, hunger, we're in a hunger crisis right now.
What do you mean? Why is that?
Well, right now in the Chicago metro area, one in four families with children is facing food insecurity. And
what is
very sobering.
So what is food insecurity? Is that just the politically correct way of saying that people are going hungry, literally? Or is there something very specific in that definition?
Yeah, the measurement that we usually have is that anybody who is facing food insecurity is anyone who doesn't have a consistent source of nutritional food, someone who doesn't know when their next meal is coming from. And that, unfortunately, these days, it's a lot of households with children that are really struggling to put food on the table.
Why is that? Now, the cost of groceries might be part of the reason for that, is it?
Yeah, it's been a cumulative number of things over the past 5 years, without just even thinking about the pandemic. But after the pandemic, there was the rollback of a lot of public assistance programs that got rolled back. And then also after that, if you can remember, there was the inflation that also hit us. And then also now with elevated food prices, as well as housing, and just basically the general high cost of living these days, it's really stretching household budgets, and a lot of families are struggling to make ends meet.
Now, I don't know if clients is the right word for it or not, the people that utilize your services. What do they utilize? What happens? Do they go to a place where they actually get food? The old food stamp notion, I forget what the program now is called, which may be cut back. But exactly how do they utilize those services?
Yes. So we call them pantry guests or pantry visitors. And so, as I mentioned, we provide and deliver food free of charge to our 850 partner pantries and soup kitchens and shelters across Chicago and Cook County.
850.
Yeah. We've been doing this for a very long time,
yes,
Steve.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And so those pantry guests and visitors then are able to go to the food distribution events that those pantries have in the communities and then pick up any food, meat, vegetables, produce, fruit that they need to put food on the table for their children.
One might think, and I think there's probably at least some truth to this, that some of those clients or guests, maybe immigrants that need the help.
Yes, but also people who are working. We meet a lot of families, parents who are working 2-3 jobs sometimes.
Single moms or all the above.
Single moms, single dads, you know, someone who has just had, a medical emergency and then didn't expect to have to pay so much of their income on an unexpected medical bill. They sometimes have to come because it's a temporary thing where they just need a little bit of help. We all need help once in life.
Would some listeners now be surprised that you're a professional person with 3 degrees, even, whatever, might end up using your services at some point in their life.
Yeah, we certainly saw that during the pandemic where there was a lot of layoffs or there was also a lot of people furloughed. And I think in the last few years after the pandemic, a lot of people have used their savings. And so now maybe they are underemployed and not earning as much as they used to. And so they're finding they're having to come and turn to food pantries for the first time. And so our job is just to make sure that everybody has access to nutritious food.
How are you funded?
Oh, we're funded in a number of ways, but how we get our food is through three main buckets. It's we get around, in fiscal 2024, we got around 28% of the food that we distributed to our pantry network from the government, from the USDA.
Excuse me for one second. I'm curious how that works. So the USDA doesn't make food. So how do you get the food? What is the USDA connection?
So we have partnership with the USDA where they will deliver truckfuls of food that essentially order, or we let them know that what we need. And so that was 28%.
Is that mostly vegetables then?
It can be. It's also milk. It's also eggs. It's bread. You know, we also get around 33% of the food that we distributed in 2024 were from food donations. So we also partner with a lot of food manufacturers and farmers and growers who donate a lot of food to us.
How about the supermarkets?
Yes, we donate? Also, yes, we have a food rescue program is probably what you're thinking, is a very traditional way of how food banks get food as well. We partner with a lot of food retailers in communities to basically pick up any surplus food or slightly blemished food that they can't move so that they can then donate it to us and then we can get out to our partners and to our pantries.
Now, you're not alone. Here in the studio with you is John Manchester of Windy City Sweets. What would that connection be? We're going to find out about this promotion that is going on, which is very, very cool. We'll do that when we come back on WGN. Manny Lee is here. She is the Director of Communications for the Greater Chicago Food Depository, John Manchester of Windy City Sweets. Now, you know John from Windy City Sweets, perhaps, because a couple of weeks ago you were on the radio show announcing that there are two cookies. One cookie with a more pleasant-looking face.
That's true.
That's me.
Yes.
And with a dog. And who can, I mean, the cutest dog on the planet, right?
I agree completely.
Because it's our dog, right. And then the other cookie, some old guy who works on television. What's his name? Paul Listnick.
That's the name. That's the guy. That's
so,
the guy.
So whoever sells between now and April 1st, the fewest cookies is Chicago's greatest fool.
That's correct.
And proceeds from this go to anti-cruelty to raise money for homeless animals. Now, I want to know, in all honesty, who is so far going to be Chicago's greatest fool?
Right now, it's very neck and neck. So
I'd like to wring his neck. You're right about that.
No, I think you guys are very, very close in there.
He's
I don't
not
know
making
who's.
A commitment
I'm not
at
making
all.
A commitment
no,
right
that's,
now.
That's a shame. But I'm sure it will be me. So go into Windy City Sweets also, because you're doing lots of good things for the community. Explain what the relationship is between your place that makes fudge homemade and cookies homemade and has all these different candies and ice creams with the Greater Chicago Food Depository.
So what we've done every month, get awareness out to the community in the Chicagoland market that there is hunger problems.
Yeah.
And what we're doing with the food depository is we're bringing to light that. And what we've done, we've created a special cookie for the depository. And what we're doing is we're donating $1 per cookie.
Oh, cool.
To the food depository. And then in addition to that, We also donate a portion of our sales during our, it's a bake sale, Mama Manchester's bake sale, which is actually the third Thursday of every month.
You have a bake sale?
We do. We do.
You're not horning in on the Girl Scouts, are you?
Maybe.
No, I hope
maybe,
not. No.
But ours is year-round. Girl Scouts season's just a short time.
Okay.
But we're, so first time we had fudge as our partner sweet. And this time we're actually doing just general line candy. So on this Thursday coming up, we will donate $1 per cookie for anybody that buys it. And then in addition to that, 10% of our wall candy sales will go towards to the food depository. And we are selling cookies every day of the month. So it doesn't have to be on that special day. But on that special day when we do our bake sale, 10% of something or 15% of the item that we're picking goes to the food depository.
Were you surprised when you were approached? I don't know how this happened. I mean, you're a small business. I mean, really. And were you surprised at the need for this? And also surprised that I can help?
We were surprised at the need. And like a lot of people, they think, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know what, that's when we think about it. That's when we're celebrating. That's when, you know what, we should donate money to the hunger.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Hungry, people that are hungry, there's no season for that. And it's year-round, and that's what we're trying to do is bring awareness to the Chicagoland people and then also other businesses that we're trying to also have partner with the food depository, too, to bring awareness and then actually raise funds and help out.
You know, this radio station supports the Salvation Army, Manly Yee, and we think about that, of course, at the holidays. Same thing they've talked about. This is a year-round. We're here in June. We are here 12 months of the year, every day of the year. I suspect that the same thing is true for you. People think of you, as John just said, at the holiday season. However, the need knows no holiday.
Yeah, and I would say in addition to the holiday season, we also have a real hunger issue amongst children during the summer holidays. So if you think about it, there's 3 months of the year where children are not at school. And so what that means is a lot of children lose out on the free or reduced price meals that they get at school. Some schools offer breakfast as well as lunch. And so if you're talking about the working family who's trying to make ends meet and they are, you know, their income is on the right by the poverty line, they're having to have that added expense of buying food and lunches for those 3 months of that year. And so we have a lot of youth program partnerships as well that we partner with around 180 partners, schools, libraries, park districts, community centers that operate after school and summer programs. And we provide box lunches, breakfasts and snacks for them so that they can continue to learn and focus on learning while having a nutritious meal.
Did you bring your crystal ball with you by any chance? Does it look like the government may increase the number of cuts that have currently been announced and that will actually impact some of Chicago in a not so positive way, making the need for what you do even more important?
Yeah, the greatest concern that we have right now is the proposed cuts to the vital nutrition programs, public benefit programs like SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known formally as food stamps in Illinois, as well as Medicaid. Last month, the House of Representatives, they passed a budget blueprint that requires the House Agriculture Committee and the House Energy and Commerce Committee to cut their programs, funding for their programs by a trillion dollars, over the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. Those two committees, they oversee SNAP and Medicaid. And so with 2 million SNAP participants in Illinois, and I think something like 3.3 million people who are on Medicaid in Illinois, if those any any funding cut to those two essential programs is going to severely impact the number of people who are facing food insecurity in Illinois. So it's a huge problem. We're very, very concerned about it.
To learn more about the Chicago, Greater Chicago Food Depository, where can people go?
They can go to chicagosfoodbank.org, which is our website, where they can learn to advocate, to volunteer, to donate. Thank you.
All right. And John, I failed to mention where you're at. Windy City. If people are going to come in for cookies, they have to know where to go.
At 3308 North Broadway.
Which is
www.windycitysweets.com.
Windycitysweets.com, and the address you just offered. You are up 2.5 blocks or so north of Belmont on Broadway.
On Broadway, that's
on
correct.
On the west side of the street.
That's correct.
Or just follow your nose to the candy.
Please do.
Or the fudge.
Yeah. That's it. We're not. Next day we're closed is Thanksgiving, so come on in.
I love that. Thank you both for joining, but especially Man Yi, thank you very much for the work you do. Going unheralded, I think, very often, and people don't know until they need to know that such available help is there.
We couldn't do it without great partners like Windy City Suites, so we're so grateful for them.
Yeah, and I hope you get some cookies.
I will.
Thank you both. I appreciate it.